Hello, Sergeant. How are you today?
Hey, good morning. So I'm Major Tank Slee here.
Yes, and my name is Garth Snow. I'm the executive editor. That means I'm the reporter here of the McDuffie Mirror in Thompson, Georgia.
Sure.
And you are from Thompson, Georgia. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Was it class of 80?
81.
Class of 81?
Yes.
Okay. I saw you enlisted in 1980. I thought maybe it was class of 80. Okay. Where are you speaking from right now, sir?
Camp Pendleton, California.
You're in Camp Pendleton. Okay. And you have quite a bit of bio information here. I have looked at, I know that you have some comments you'd like to give, and I'll take them. Let me get some of these other things here before they escape me.
Sure.
At some point, I need to see how I can get a photo of you, too. But maybe I should call back and talk to Ann there. I work with one of, not your classmate, class of 80, Janet Harden.
Yes.
Well, she's here in the office with me right now. Wishes you well. So where are you going exactly? Are you at liberty to say that?
Afghanistan.
To Afghanistan.
Yes.
That's as specific as you're going to be. All righty. I see also that you have a combat action ribbon that you won. And where was that? Was this while you were dispatching from Okinawa, or where was this?
No, two tours in Iraq.
Oh, okay. I completely overlooked that. And what were the years on those?
January of 04 to September of 04.
Mm-hmm.
And February of 05 to July of 05.
Okay. And did you win, what other honors did you earn while you were there? The Combat Action Ribbon, and I hope that's all. I hope
that's
you just
it.
Get a Purple Heart out of it.
No, okay. That's it.
Okay. All righty, and do you have family here, sir?
I do.
I apologize. Can you tell me about them?
Sure. My parents are still in Thompson, Harry and Ida Tanksley.
And how would I know them? Does Harry work for the city?
No. Actually, he worked for Knox Rivers Construction Company.
Okay. But he's retired now, I take it?
He is.
And Ida,
yes.
She's at home now?
She is.
Okay. Was she a teacher? Is she busy?
No, she worked at Uniroyal.
Okay. So you have some deep roots here in the community.
I do, and also two of my three sisters still reside there.
Well, let me give their names.
Sure. Margaret.
M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T.
Correct.
What's her last name?
Tanksley.
Okay.
And Darlene Grant.
D-A-R-L-E-N-E. E-N-E. Grant, G-R-A-N-T?
Yes.
And you have another sister?
I do. Danette.
D-A-N-N-E-T-T-E. And her last name is?
Tanksley. And she resides in Snellville.
Snellville, Georgia, huh?
Yes.
Do you say her, the first letter of her name is D or G?
D.
D, D-A-N-N-E-T-T-E, Tanksley. Okay, do you have other family out in California?
No, this is it, my wife and I.
Okay, well, what's your wife's name?
Rocio, R-O-C-I-O.
R-O-C-I-O,
yes.
And Tanksley.
Yes.
And when were you married?
Long time ago.
All righty. Would folks here know her? Is she from the neighborhood?
No. She's a native of Costa Rica.
Okay. Well, wish you much happiness.
Thank you.
And let me see. So that was the questions that I had stockpiled here. I also want to remind you before you go over there that you can find us on Facebook. And at McDuffieMirror.com online to help stay in touch with Thompson. I know you've been out of town a while here.
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything you you certainly know what you're doing. So you're going to beat any questions I'm going to ask. Tell me about your mission and about your attitude and what you think is important in the months ahead here.
Well, first and foremost, the Marines and sailors, along with our coalition partners, are preparing to enter Afghanistan with a unique mission.
Mm-hmm.
This mission not only will entail defeating the Taliban, but also aiding and developing the Afghanistan National Security Forces.
So it's not just defeating the Taliban, it's aiding and what? And developing, did you say?
Aiding and developing, along with supporting, advising, and training the Afghan National Security Forces.
All right. And how? What will be your role in this?
My role is the Senior Enlisted Advisor to the Commanding General of 1st Marine Expeditionary Forward, Major General Mark Gerganis.
Oh, I don't think I had his name before. Major General Mark, M-A-R-K?
Yes.
G?
G-U-R.
Uh-huh.
G-A-N-U-S.
And he is the Commanding General of all forces in Afghanistan?
No, he's the Commanding General of Regional Command Southwest.
All right, very good. And how long do you expect to be there?
That date, we don't know yet. Okay. It could vary. Okay. But as of right now, we're preparing for a 12-month deployment.
Okay. Anything can change. You can finish your mission before then.
Right. Possibly.
Yes, sir. And what is it about I could ask questions based on what I think I know from watching TV. What misconceptions would you like to clear up? What is it about a combat arena that people who have not had to endure that, what would we not understand?
First and foremost, I think people don't understand that combat is real. What you see on TV is not actually what happens in combat.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of things associated with combat. You know, on the TV or in the movies, you know, people are shot, and some people you may see them in a different TV show. But in combat, when individuals are shot, it's serious business.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm sorry, I'm so slow here.
Sure, no problem.
You've been in combat. You've been there.
You have lost people who you counted as friends.
Correct.
Yes. I don't want to take advantage of your reaction, but you understand it better than I would. So, do you ever get numbed to that, or does it just make you ever more cautious?
Well, as a Marine, you are trained to adapt and overcome.
Uh-huh.
There's a period of mourning you go through. But once that period of mourning is done, you continue to fight. You never forget those Marines or sailors that you've lost. They will always be embedded in your memory. But the mission still has to be completed.
Okay. All right.
Sorry to dwell on that. Thank you.
Sure.
Now, in day-to-day, what is your job going to entail?
Day-to-day, the Commanding General and I, not only will we be meeting with the local Afghan officials, but out and about seeing what the Marines and the coalition forces are doing across the battlefield.
Mm-hmm. What, the Marines and Expedition Forces, you said?
No, the Marines and Coalition Forces.
Okay.
Now, the coalition forces will consist of the Brits, the Danes, the Jordanians, the Estonians, Jordanians, Tongans, and the Bahrainis.
And I have Brits, Danes, Jordanians, Estonians, Bahrainians, and Tongans. Is that correct?
And Jordanians.
And Jordanians.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Thank you. Is it primarily U.S. or is it?
No, it is U.S. heavy.
U.S. heavy. Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to do a save here. My computer wants to send this to me instead of continuing to take it.
All right.
But one thing we need to emphasize is we are preparing the Afghan National Security Forces to take the lead.
Okay. Okay. So you said you are there to advise and train and support.
Yes.
Aid. So you're preparing them to take the lead.
Yes.
And so you'll be working with the local, with the national security forces.
Yes.
Okay. And well, I know that in an abstract way what it means to advise, but what does it mean to you? Will you be sharing equipment? Will you be having daily meetings?
No, what it means is we're preparing their forces to take the lead in ensuring that they are capable and ready to provide security for their country. That's not to say we're going to wash our hands of them. We will take more of a backseat role in ensuring that they are out in front, doing those things necessary to protect their country.
Okay. I'm getting up to speed. Okay. Now you've got 19. You've got 30 years in the Marines.
Yes.
That's a long Marine career, isn't it?
Well, I will say this to you. No disrespect to our sister services, but the Marine Corps is a different way of life. It takes a different breed to wear the Eagle, Globe, and Anchor.
Okay.
The Marine Corps is a band of brothers. Doesn't matter if you're a male Marine or a female Marine. It's a special calling. Only that Marines share upon each other or with each other.
Okay. So whether you're you said a female or a male, you're a
Marine.
You're all righty. It's a special calling.
Yes. However, again, with no disrespect to the Army, Navy, or the Air Force.
I understand. All right, would not suggest that. And thank you for cautioning me on that. Because what you say and what people read can be altogether different things. So.
Absolutely, and I say that because, you know, our female Marines are doing great things across the battlefield as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, oftentimes we think that only male Marines are taking a fight to the enemy. Mm-hmm. Well, we've got female Marines taking a fight to the enemy as well.
Okay. Now, do you trust me to say that in such a way that it won't look like the question was raised?
No.
You'd rather I didn't then?
Right.
All right, then it's done. No, is it also true then that Marines, they value your service a little deeper into your career than perhaps the other forces do?
Well,
that's the point of the 30 years there.
Well, I will say this.
You choose your words. You go ahead.
You know, you have to have the respect of the men and women you are leading. It doesn't matter what you wear on your collar, but the men and women that you are leading must respect you.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter how long you have been in the Marine Corps. If you have the respect of the Marines that you are leading, you have no worries.
Okay. Help me with this one, too. I understand there's no such thing as a former Marine or retired Marine.
That is correct.
You are a Marine, period.
Absolutely, for life.
Yeah. Okay. And I had a Marine bumper sticker, and people here in town asked me, "Is that, were you a Marine?" And I said, "No, I told them the story. It's just I was at Paris Island band was putting on a concert. A young man was very proud to give me that bumper sticker, and I was very proud to wear it. And I said I would give it to the first Marine mother who asked for it, and no one did. It got a little tattered, and so I didn't want to wear it, use it that way.
Yeah,
but people the Marines around here, they sure noticed it.
And sure.
But I'd like to get another one, too. But I do apologize. So, all righty. And when's the last time you were in Thompson?
It was last year.
Okay.
It was last year. However, I am returning there in a couple of weeks. to visit my family for Christmas.
And they know this, right?
They do.
All righty. I might just do that. So you were here last year. Okay.
Yes. My wife and I were. And also, by the way, my wife is in the Marine Corps as well. She's a sergeant major.
Oh. What's her last name? Is it Tanksley?
Yes.
And where is she stationed?
Camp Pendleton Air Station.
And will she be deployed?
No.
No. Okay. All right. All righty. Well, you know, I look forward to, see, this is a lot to express here in one article. So much history and all. How can I get a picture of you, sir? If you don't mind me calling you, sir.
That's Sergeant Buckwalder from the PAO at Camp Pendleton. He will forward a photo of myself to you.
And then you'll take care of that, or I should contact him?
He will take care of it.
All right. All right. Well, I do appreciate it. And I can give him, he'll call and get contact information.
Sure.
All righty. Okay. And is there anything I've forgotten to ask you?
No, I think that's it. I think that's it. And I will also say that the success I've had in the Marine Corps started with my parents.
And how was that?
You know, my parents instilled a level of discipline in me that made my transition into the Marine Corps very easy. And I haven't forgotten the values that they taught me.
Okay. Very good. Hey, see, what did you do at Thompson High School? Football star, basketball?
No, just ROTC? Just ordinary student.
Yeah?
That's it.
Well, I think ordinary students everywhere should take heart then. All righty. Okay. You have my number, all the contact information. I'd really like to come get a picture of you with your family.
Sure.
When you're here for Christmas, okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you very much, and the very best of luck to you, Sergeant.
Thank you. Have a great day, and Semper Fidelis.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.